The basic premise is that students will be on campus and attend classes from August 24th to November 24th. That's the Thanksgiving break, and after that, study and exams will be done remotely. University President Father James Marr says changes to deal with the new world will cost several million dollars, especially to find enough space for classes, which will be done wearing masks and social distancing. Father Marr says that 2,500 undergrads will also have to agree to the changes.
Making sure we can communicate and build the culture that this is an extraordinarily challenging time, and we all have to do the things that protect ourselves so that we can all be safe and healthy and continue our education. And that'll be the message. So we'll have students sign a pledge. I'll sign a pledge that we're going to be committed to all these things, and we have to really both support and challenge each other, you know, as we go forward.
Father Marr says Niagara is working with teachers who have health issues, who have concerns about being in the same room as students, both in Lewiston and in Vaughan. The university is making substantial investments in new technology to allow virtual classes. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.